Struggling with your faith? You're not the only one. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
Never been so unkind. No matter how hard I try, I'll never be you.
Folks, it's the hour that I look forward to the most. Live on The Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist, Susie Vinnick, is in the house. This is her singing in the background. Let me give you a little lowdown on her, and then I'll shut up and have you listen. Susie Vinnick, 10 times Maple Blues Award winner, 3 times Juno nominee, was a finalist in 2013 International Blues Challenge Solo Duo category in Memphis, Tennessee, if I'm getting all this right. She was the winner of 2012 CBC Saturday Night Blues Great Canadian Blues Award, and the 2012 SiriusXM Blues Artist of the Year. Susie has released an album entitled Live at Bluesville, a collection of roots, blues, and gospel tunes featuring Susie and her parlor guitar, Mabel. Sounds like you've hung out with BB if you called your guitar Mabel.
I haven't hung out with him, but Mabel's met Lucille. So.
Really? Yeah. That's so cool. So cool. Anyway, I won't rattle on much because the point of this hour is to listen to Susie Vinnick. I am trying to desperately think of how I found out about Susie Vinnick. And Susie, I've got to say right off the bat that I need to apologize because I like to kind of think I know all the great ones. But I was unaware of your fantastic talents until very recently, and I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm really glad you got in touch.
How long have you been doing the thing for?
Well,
professionally.
I'm not really supposed to give away my age, right?
Right.
But whatever. 28 years.
Really?
Yeah.
And where are you based out of?
Waynefleet, Ontario.
Where the heck is that?
It's in the Niagara. Okay. I lived in Toronto for 14 and a half years and originally from Saskatoon. So I went Saskatoon to Ottawa to Toronto and then bought an old church in the Niagara region.
Nice.
So I've been there for about a year and a half.
Is that where you live now, in the old church?
Yeah. Well, we live in the Sunday school. And then we go to church to play music.
Oh, do you have a studio in
there?
Well,
sort of. It's just like a big space. I have room for my piano and too many guitars. And
was it reno'd before you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's really awesome.
I'm so jealous of you right now.
Oh.
Tell us at the moment that you were on stage and the first time you just sort of went, I'm doing it. Like, this is gold.
Well, I guess I was probably 15 in Saskatoon at the Rose and Crown Saturday afternoon jam session. And I would go play bass with my friends Keith and Tim. Keith played guitar and sang. Timmy was a drummer. And my friend's brother knew my favorite Heart song, which was Dog and Butterfly. So he played it on guitar because I wasn't quite comfortable playing it alone in public. So he played guitar and I was terrified, like, before I got up and did it.
Yeah.
I was terrified, just sick to my stomach. And then I got up and sang it, and people really responded so positively, and that just fed me, like, from weekly jam to weekly jam. So I'd get up and do that. And then the bar burnt down.
I hate when that happens.
I hate it when that happens. Financial combustion or something.
Yeah.
And so I ended up, Timmy and Keith found another jam, which was a blues jam. And I wasn't, like, a blues... I was, like, a classic rock kind of... Grew up listening to Heart and Supertramp and music like that. And so I started going to this jam on Saturdays and listened to these blues singers and went, there's just no way I could do this. But this is a place I can go because in the daytime it was a restaurant, so legally I could be in there. And so every Saturday started going and would go to the local public library in Saskatoon and try to find some more material to learn. And it was a thrill every Saturday. Got to get up and sing three songs, and then eventually got to run the jam with my friend Curtis Scarrow, and was gigging and started gigging more in that. So
thinking back on the whole thing, if something horrific had happened, like I don't know, your guitar burned down in the fire, or you know, you couldn't do the music. What would you do?
What would I be doing if I wasn't a musician?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's basically what I should have just asked it that way.
I'm just clarifying, you know, just. Got musician brain.
Yeah.
What would I be doing? I think probably something with kids. I think a teacher or... I even think of that now sometimes when I think of... When I get tired, you know, from all the traveling and that sort of thing. But I do love music. But I like kids a lot. I like their energy.
You should get together with Melanie Doan and you and her do a... You know, because she works with the kids with the ukulele stuff.
Oh, is she doing that? Yeah. I don't know what she's doing, what she's up to. Yeah. Kids, possibly banking. Which is weird.
Okay.
Something with numbers. I like numbers. I've always been good with numbers. So
that's rare for a muso. Most musos are thick.
Oh, they run
with
from
numbers.
Them. They run from them. But music is numbers, right? It's ones and zeros essentially in computers.
Wow.
And like computing and
there
that,
is so. No spoon. Second time I've been able to say that in the show today.
You rock.
Thank
man.
You.
There
is no spoon. It's a Matrix thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Can you do a song? Oh, you have your guitar. Isn't that
funny? Wasn't that funny?
Could you do a song?
Why, yes, of course I can.
Could you tell us about this song you're going to do?
I just have to decide which one it's going to be.
Okay.
We're going to jam, but maybe we'll wait. We'll save that.
Yes. We want you to shine right now.
Okay.
Without any nuisance.
No nuisance. Why don't I do something nice and springy?
Okay.
I like this song. This is called... Butterflies and Sunflowers.
Love it.
It's very Hallmark.
Listen
and it's
to that. You just roll so effortlessly there.
So this is a song I wrote with my friend Sharon Casey and my Stephen Fearing. Stephen produced my 2008 album Happy Here. And I started the song in 2000 in Sharon's car. She was driving me to the airport in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and I was heading home after a festival and I came up with a musical idea. And I was really fond of Butterflies and Sunflowers. They were inspiring me that summer. So I sang the little melody I came up with just the words Butterflies and Sunflowers and doo-doo-doos in between to Sharon in the car. And 3 days later, she called me and said, you have to finish the song because it's still stuck in my head. So I said, okay, I'll work on it. That's great. I really like it. So I worked on it a bit but didn't finish it. And then she started sending me cards and fridge magnets with Butterflies and Sunflowers. And things
subtle.
Like that on them.
Yeah.
As a sweet, subtle little thing. And I think that I realized in hindsight that that little voice sits on your shoulder said, the longer it takes you to write the song, the more nice things you'll get from Sharon. Ooh.
Nice.
So that was 2000 and 2005. she says, so just checking in. And I said, send me some lyrics if you want. You know, that might help fill in the blanks that I'm missing. And so she did. And then finally, 2007, Stephen Fearing helped me finish it for the album. So Sharon got a co-write, which is fun because she's a music nut, but not typically a songwriter.
Okay.
And so this is what we came up with.
I'm so looking forward to this. Susie Vinnick live on the Drew Marshall Show.
Season knows how to
lies of sunflowers, all those beautiful things. Hear the cry of the blackbird calling. Season knows how to sing. High in the sky, wings pass me by, flying home before night on the wheel of my dreams. And what I see is the kind of love that a simple heart brings. Butterflies, sunflowers, and all those beautiful things. Hear the cry of a blackbird calling. Season knows how to sing. Then I lie down in my big brass bed, and the night brings a sweet smell of rain. Wait up my baby, shakes that thing, 'cause he's so happy to see me again. Butterflies, sunflowers, all those beautiful things. Hear the cry of a blackbird calling. She sure knows how to sing. And when I don't know where I belong, I can't see where I'm going. It's just one long line on an endless road, but it leads me to a new day rising.
Susie Vinnick on the Drew Marshall Show. The way to spell the last name is V-I-N-N-I-C-K, Susie, Z-I-E, SusieVinnick.com. You, in that guitar, had this really brilliant symmetry going on. It's, you know, for all, it's radio, so you can't really tell this, but this is a small-bodied guitar. It's a Larve, which is a brilliant make. How old would it be?
This is 11 years old.
And you beat the snot out of it like Tommy Emmanuel would.
Yeah. No, I'm Willie Nelsonizing it. You can't see that. But.
Yeah, I like it. But, you know, it's deceptive. I mean, that throws so nicely. So deceptive, though.
Yeah, I like it. I like this guitar a lot. It's a big tone, but it can also be really warm, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of nasal, so, and I like it because it sort of reminded me of a dobro when I bought it, like
okay.
The resonator
kind of guitar.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
And your voice, I mean, you know, people have obviously been telling you for years that your voice kills them. You're a slayer with that voice. Has it changed over the years? Have you tweaked your vocals at all, intentionally or unintentionally?
I think, I mean, just getting a little older, I think it goes down. It's maybe gone down a couple pitches or something like that. But, and not really. I mean, when Happy Hair came out in 2008, Stephen's goal was to have me not sing bluesy on it or, like, really be pushing it and do the big crazy bluesy thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's funny because I didn't have a blues album out. I'd done one with Rick Fiennes, my friend Rick, but didn't release one. So Stephen's goal was just to kind of keep me under reins a little bit, which was really cool. So there's a sweetness, but there's still a strength to it. And then the next album, which is called Me and Mabel, and this is Mabel, my little guitar's nickname, Mabel, came out in 2011, and it's the more bluesy side. So there's a little more kind of character voices on it. Not that I went into it with that. It's just the way that I would approach the different characters, if you will, of the songs. So,
all right. Well, I mean, speaking of Mabel, back in 2011, you sent a copy of your first solo acoustic blues album, Me and Mabel, to Bill Wax, and some good things happened.
Yeah. Bill was the producer of the B.B. King's Bluesville station on Sirius XM, and he really liked a track off that album called Save Me for Later, and played it a whole bunch on the station, and it was just really great because I was getting emails from all over North America from folks just saying, dig this song, can you send me the lyrics, can you send me the music, just really dig this song. So it was great, and I sold some records from it too, and then got to know Bill through my travels, and he said, anytime you're down this way, which is Washington, D.C., come on in, pop into the studio and do some recording. So that happened in the fall of 2011. I was down touring in Maryland and so stopped and saw Bill and stayed with he and his wife Sheila and did some recording and hung out, and Mabel got to meet Lucille.
Now, folks, Mabel met Lucille. By the way, that's a great line. You know, we're talking about B.B. King. And can I just say, last time I saw, so B.B.'s been on the show before.
Cool, that's amazing.
I interviewed him a number of years ago. And then I watched him in concert, I don't know, about 3 years ago up at Rama. It was a sad night.
Oh, yeah.
Susie, it was a sad night. First of all, I've never seen anyone play in between the strings the way he did that night. Second of all, 15 minutes into the show, he drooled on his shoe.
Oh.
And third of all, at the end of it, he played 15 minutes of You Are My Sunshine. And there were a lot. I talked to the media person there and said, what? And they went, she said, yeah, we actually heard a lot about that night. And, you know, it's the old guard in the blues world. They just get... They it's like they can't stop. It's like a lot of people in entertainment. They don't, you know, when do you stop? Because your identity is so about that stage thing, right? I mean, yeah. If you're not on stage, who are you? But I just felt so bad for him. It was just awkward.
I think people probably still love to see him. I actually have never seen him in person live. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen him on TV shows and stuff. So I can't really speak to the experience. I know some folks have... I've heard he doesn't maybe play as much, and I think that he maybe sits more now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but how old is he? He's 90.
I'd be sitting
he?
Too. If I was his age, you wouldn't get me off the toilet. I'd be it right there. Just thought I'd give you that visual. Who are some musos that? I mean, yeah. Let's do some name dropping things. Have you met some cool people in the scene?
Yeah, I mean, I've
aside from me.
Yeah, there you go. I guess I've probably met tons of people and seeing lots of people in concert. I got to, when I was in my teens in Saskatoon, we had a wonderful Broadway theater that would bring musical acts touring through. So I saw a number of artists there, like Clarence Gatemouth Brown. I don't know if you're familiar with his music. He was a Louisiana fiddle player, guitarist, killer. So he bridged kind of the, a little bit of Cajun stuff, a little bit of country and the blues. He was an amazing player and really wonderful singer. So I got to see him play. And one of my first kind of female blues singers that I listened to was a lady named Coco Taylor. Mm. And that was one of those the albums that I got from the library in Saskatoon when I was trying to find new blues artists to listen to and to learn some material. And I really liked her because as a classic rock person and kind of guitar... budding guitar head, it was pretty funky, so it kind of was a nice bridge of blues and the rock kind of stuff that I was accustomed to listening to. So, and she just killed it singing. She's just this huge voice and attitude. And so later on, when I moved to Ottawa, I got to open for both of them at the Ottawa Blues Fest, so that was in the 90s, and got to meet them. I had this wonderful photograph of Coco and I.
Did you keep did you steal the record from the library and maybe have her sign it or something?
No.
Because, you know, libraries don't mind.
Okay, you're talking to someone who, when I was three, I was with my mom at the store and went out to the car with mom, and I had a piece of chocolate in my hand, and she said, "Where'd you get that?" And she dragged my butt back in that store. No stealing of albums
for this one. Traumatic memories there, yeah.
Well, it's good, but... So Clarence Gate, Mother Brown, whom you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Coco Taylor, maybe you've heard of her.
I think I have.
Yeah, I've seen Bonnie Raitt in concert. I'm just thinking of my heroes.
Yeah, well, best concert you've ever been to.
Oh, God. You know what?
Nail it down.
I think I really dug The Police when I saw them in Toronto.
Nice.
Woo!
We're high-fiving on radio.
There we go. At the AC Center. And that was 2008. And it was cool. I was more of a Sting fan than a Police fan when I was younger. I got introduced to the Police via Synchronicity, so that gives you my age. I dug that album a lot. Listened to it a lot. It got played in Saskatoon on C95, whatever it was called then. So it's FM 103, I don't know, whatever it's called. But he played a lot of the tracks from the album before they hit mainstream radio, so I kind of felt like I got like a secret introduction to it.
Perfect.
Or something, and it was an album I just totally dug.
Perfect.
And then got into Sting a lot and seen him in concert a number of times. So it was really awesome to get to see. I got a last-minute email from a friend that said, "I got a ticket. You want to come?" So
fantastic.
Off I went. It was great.
Yeah, that's good.
It was
really good. I love the variety that you really. I mean, you've been influenced by so many.
It's all over the map. Really.
Yeah. No,
for
I love
sure.
it. I love it. Well, okay, let's do another song, and then we'll go to break. We'll come back and have a little more fun. What are we going to do now?
You know what? I'll play for you. I'll play "Save Me for Later," the tune that
great.
That Bill Wax played on the SiriusXM. On the B.B. King's Blueville station.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah. That one. Mm-hmm. And the only background, this is just a song about things you save for a special occasion. And my co-writer, Christy McGraw, who's a Toronto area songwriter, and I, we thought we would add an Italian entree to the song. So we Googled Italian entrees, and we came up with a list of 10, and the one that seemed to fit the song and sing the best, really, was risotto manticoro con grana padano, which I've told is
wrong. Oh, you just get, like, shivers.
Yeah.
Say it again.
If I'm saying it right, I apologize to all the Italians.
If you're saying it right.
Since I'm Ukrainian. Risotto manticoro con grana padano. That's what Google gave me, which is it's kind of a rice creamy with grana padano cheese.
Susie Vinnick on The Drew Marshall Show.
Save me for later like a child saves chocolate kisses. Save me for later like some flowers for a missus. Like a smoker keeps a cigarette in his pocket. Sweethearts keep photos in locket. They cooking it slow, brings out the flavor. Save me for later. Save me for later, like an after midnight playlist. Rock me tonight, I'll give you fever, we'll make it shameless. Like a queen bee sharing a honey. Millionaire spending all his money. Cooking it slow brings out the flavor. Save me for later. Oh, it's something put aside. Always seems a little sweeter. A secret desire that gets a little stronger. Your will to resist gets weaker and weaker as you think about it longer and longer. Luxury, vintage, style a Merlot. Or risotto manticotto con grana padano, baby. They say cooking it slow brings out the flavor. Save me for later. Yeah, yeah, they say that cooking it slow brings out the flavor. Cooking it slow brings out the flavor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cooking it slow brings out the flavor, darling. Save me for later.
Oh, man. Okay, that's my new favorite. That actually, you know, as a guy, I'm not sure if I should admit to shivers, but you just killed me in that song. I was in Nice in October, and I got that whole vibe, you know, the flower market area, just... Because there's some great live music down there. You just keep walking and walking and walking. You just hear different sounds. And there was some killer, there was this little jazz trio that were just, they slayed everybody, and I could just see that happening. Anyway, beautiful sound and transported me. Just love that song.
Awesome.
Sorry to gush. All right, well, listen, we're going to take a wee short break on our show and come back with a couple more songs with Susie Vinnick here in the studio. But we want to just let you know that live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, is sponsored this month by Emily's House. Emily's House is Toronto's first children's hospice. And to be honest, there's only one thing you really need to know about this place. When everything else has been done and there is no cure, someone needs to help these children and their families feel as comfortable and as supported as possible during their last weeks, months, or days together. It's kind of a heavy thing, but I'm just proud to kind of partner with them. I took a little visit down there a couple of weeks ago, and man, you can't walk into that place and not be. I mean, you think Susie's music rocks you? Whew. Get involved with Emily's House. Stephanie, one of the kids at Emily's House, said this the other day. I've had 16 big operations, lots of smaller ones. This makes getting through each day really hard, but I'm so happy for the help they've given to me here. It all helps me forget the pain for a while, and when I get scared, I can ask for help. The families at Emily's House desperately need your support, and here's how you can help. Everyone's heard about sponsoring children overseas, right? But what about the kids from our own communities, from our own neighborhoods? It takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to walk with families who are inevitably going to lose their child. So if you've been thinking about sponsoring a child, maybe it's time. Go to emilyshouse.ca, please, and donate today, because when there is no cure, there's Emily's House. We'll be right back with more of Susie Vinnick. Sometimes here in the studio, we have... technical gremlins that attack us every once in a while. They say don't feed them after midnight. What? Don't get them wet.
Get them coffee.
Yeah, get them coffee is what. And you know, where should we get that coffee from, Susie Vinnick?
You know, there's a few places you can go.
Yeah. Do you have one in mind that you may want
to? Well, there's one that I used to sing the jingle for.
Oh yeah.
For 5 years.
Really?
It was me about, I'd say, 97% of the time, and then they changed the jingle. But yeah.
What did that sound like? Let's see if any of us can remember it.
See if you can remember it. Okay, so if you heard this and you've never heard me before, you've actually heard me before. That's what I say.
Okay. No. Okay.
Always fresh, always Tim Hortons.
So for so cool. That's
so cool. So for 5 years.
Did you come up with that?
No, I didn't write it. Someone else wrote it, and I was.
But that's, how do you write that? That's not a write it. What is that? Like, it's like 3 seconds. You can't write something
they
for 3 seconds.
Somebody did, Drew. Someone wrote it. It was they come up with what they want it. They want their slogan to be, I guess, and then they figure out the best way to make the music happen. And then I auditioned with a bunch of other people, and they chose my voice for it. So it was a very cool gig.
I think what they heard in your voice is this. I think they heard fresh, clean, simple, authentic.
And a coffee drinker.
And I'm not a coffee drinker, actually. No, I'm not a coffee drinker.
Did you say that in the interview?
I don't know if I did or not. I might have thought it might not be in my favor, but I just had her a bagel, the French toast bagel from Tim Hortons.
Oh, those are good.
They're really good.
Those are way too not
dangerously good.
Cardiacally good.
Yeah.
Cardiacally? Yeah, so should we do the jam now or later? What
well,
do you want to
we'll
do?
Save it.
Save it for the
talk
end?
I don't know. If you've got something you want to talk about,
no, it's all
get
about
it off your chest. It's okay. Come on, let me know. Let me know what's going on with you, man.
Susie, one of the reasons you're here is... No, I want to talk about the gig tonight.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that.
I am playing tonight at Acoustic Harvest, and I don't have the details in front of me. That's silly. SusieVinnick.com is my website, and... if you Google a Susie Vinnick and Acoustic Harvest, it's out in Scarborough.
Okay.
And I know it's at a church, and I don't have it in my brain.
Tim will find it. So if people show up tonight, what are they going to get? It's all you all the time?
All me, all night, and some Oreo cookies to go along with that, because I play a song called the Oreo Cookie Blues. I didn't bring you guys any. I'm sorry, I didn't buy any yet.
Okay, that's...
Okay, so I have to tell you about this. So this is a song I've been singing for over 20 years, the Oreo Cookie Blues, written by Lonnie Mack and...
better than
Mike Wilkerson. What's that?
Better than Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae?
Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae. Yeah.
Never mind.
No
it's
relation.
Had to do with the economic collapse in the
state. Oh, that's right. No. No, no. but my friend said you should learn it, so I did, and I never get tired of it. And he wrote it, apparently, because he's a diabetic. And it sort of talks about where he might hide Oreo cookies just in case he needs a sugar fix.
That's
so
perfect.
He and his buddy got together and wrote this song, and so... so I sing it, and I never get tired of it. I could do it.
You give us a little bit of it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I would.
Well, you
can't tell us about the Oreo cookie song and not do a little bit of it.
Okay, well, so they'll get tonight, Acoustic Harvest, they will get Oreo cookies, because
nice.
I'm going to buy some to bring. And it'll be me and the guitar, me and Mabel, and Bruce. That's Mabel's partner guitar. It's another Larrivé.
Okay.
Made of spruce and Mabel as well. Mabel, I mean.
Oh. Yeah. All right. And the Oreo cookie song goes like?
Goes like this. Now I got some chocolate on my fingers, icing on my lips, sugar diabetes, I got way too much blubber on my hips. Keep the nightlight burning in the kitchen, baby, so I can go downstairs and cruise. Them Oreo cream sandwiches, chocolate covered, cream filled cookie blues. Well, I hide them in the cabinet, keep them in a jar. For emergencies, I keep them in the glove compartment of my car. You know, I can't live without them. Get me high, then I'll get on blues. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Got them Oreo cream sandwiches, chocolate cover cream filled cookie blues. Well, the doctor says I'm crazy, that I better give him up a quick. Said you'd be pushing up a whole bunch of daisies, girl. Quite frankly, I think you're sick. I can't live without them. I don't want to lose. Oh, no, no. Got them Oreo cream sandwich, chocolate covered, cream filled cookie. Built by Nabisco when you know they ain't no. I got the next best thing to Nookie Blues. And Mr. Christie just don't compare.
Oh, man. No wonder you play that for 20 years. Good night.
Fun. People
That's
like
a
it.
Showstopper.
It's a fun one, for sure.
I fell asleep with an Oreo cookie in my mouth once.
Oh.
I don't want to tell you what the rest of the night was like, but man.
Some interesting dreams, perhaps.
No, I could not touch him for a long time.
Oh.
I got up in the morning and seriously.
Did your teeth hurt?
I looked like a crack addict. Nasty.
Yeah, but you can get the blonde ones now. There's blonde
what?
Oreos. And
no.
Apparently they're made from the Girl Guide formula
no.
or something. Yeah.
Oh, those, I miss those.
But it's
those.
Not quite right. I know, well, but I take them to shows and people are sort of, oh, they're kind of self-conscious of the,
All right, well, we were about to do a song, and then we broke out into the Oreo Cookie Blues. Let's do the song that we... Yeah, but we want more.
Yeah.
We want more.
You'll get more. What have I got left for you here?
Well, we have two left, I think, don't we? What do you
want to do two more?
Yeah, let's do
it. Okay.
This is all about you.
You going to jam? You want to grab your harmonica, mister, or you want to save that for the last song?
Your call.
Okay. Your call, really.
Last song.
Last song or saving? All right. Okay, so I'm going to do a song. This is more of a singer-songwriter song, this one. This is the title track from my album, Happy Here. So I like to have fun, and I like to be silly.
I also
like, hearts get broken, and you lose. People were talking about my father passing away in 2000, and my mom passed in 2002. My grandmother died in 99. Another friend died in 99. A marriage ended in 99. And what else? Another relationship ended in 2001.
And you wonder why you sing the blues.
Well, I ended up recording an album and releasing it shortly after that. You can get through stuff. And thank God for music, because I think it kind of saved me and saves me. But I found myself still kind of working too much and doing... I was working like a full-time day job and working, playing music at night, kind of full-time. So, and not really dealing with things. So I got invited to teach at a little island out in British Columbia called Hornby Island at their blues workshop, the Hornby Island Blues Workshop. In 2003 was my first time, and fell in love with the place, and it was the first time I'd sort of felt some peace after so many years of all these crazy losses. So I wrote the song out there, and my friend Stephen Fearing helped me finish it up. So this is called Happy Here.
Fantastic. Again, on the Drew Marshall Show live, the one and only Susie Vinnick.
Sharpened like the blade of night is found me here. I am happy here. The moon was full tonight, high above the trees, in the dark light, path it chose to me. If to say that what I'm feeling isn't what it seems, well, I'm safe within your arms. I'm running in my dreams and time. Time laughs at me. I'm happy here. Happy here. Happy. Be here. Ooh. When the morning comes in the eastern sky, the stars go down and the night birds fly. Well, I'm walking out of darkness as I step out of a frame. You're halfway in my heart, and I'm halfway on a train like a song. It's sung and gone. I'm happy here. Happy here, happy here, happy here.
absolutely beautiful. What a pretty song. Very pretty song. Man. You know, it's rare for... I mean, are you known as a blues singer? Is that your thing?
Well,
is it your shtick?
I've won 10 Canadian Maple Blues
Awards. Yeah, so I'm going to go with yeah. So I haven't met many, and I'm going to sound a little sexist here too, but women who are that good at blues who are also that good at fingerstyle. Like, you know, just the way you work that guitar is magic. So just, I think you're awesome is kind of what I'm trying to say.
Oh, thanks.
In a creepy, stalkerish kind of way.
No, I didn't feel that way.
Okay.
If you want it to be that way, then I'll run now.
See ya. Well, folks, you need to follow this girl's career. I called you girl. Is that okay? You need to follow this girl's career. Susie Vinnick, S-U-Z-I-E. Z is how we say it in Canada. V-I-N-N-I-C-K. SusieVinnick.com. And you can certainly buy all of her product. Go to her concerts. Obviously, we're big fans of live music here on The Drew Marshall Show. And we're about to go out with one more little fun piece that we're going to do. And we'll fade out in the end of that. And that'll be the end of the show. But before we say goodbye, let me just let you know one more time that Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, is sponsored this month by Emily's House. Emily's House is Toronto's first children's hospice, and to be honest, there's only one thing you need to know about this place. When everything else has been done and there is no cure, someone needs to help these children and their families feel as comfortable and as supported as possible during the last weeks, months, or days together. Stephanie, one of the kids at Emily's House, said this the other day, "I've had 16 big operations, lots of smaller ones, and of course this makes getting through each day really hard, but I'm happy for the help they've given to me here. It all helps me forget the pain for a while, and when I get scared, I can ask for help." The families at Emily's House desperately need your support, and here's how you can help. Everyone's heard about sponsoring children overseas, but what about the kids from our own communities, from our own neighborhoods? Because it takes a village to raise a child, but it also takes a village to walk with families who are inevitably going to lose their child. So if you've been thinking about sponsoring a child, it's time. Go to emilyshouse.ca, please, and donate today. Because when there's no cure, there's Emily's House. All right, what are we doing?
Let's do, we can get the guys singing on this one if they want.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure you want them.
They just have to yell crazy about loving. This is fun.
Love this song.
So it's a call and response, guys. So if you do feel like singing...
We'll try.
Okay, I know you will. You too there in the hallway, if you want. Leave me alone. This is a Roy Forbes song, and so when I sing, he's crazy about loving me. You guys respond with, crazy about loving. He's crazy about loving me. Let me hear you.
Crazy about loving.
Ooh, we're taking it on the road. Here we go. All right. I got a guy. Go, Drew, go!
Susie Bennett on guitar, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel fine when you say this is mine. And I'll be down crying when he kicked back the covers and left me for another. I don't know what it is or what I got. Baby, whatever it is, you see the like it lies.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Susie Vinnick on the Drew Marshall Show. What a lot of fun. Check her out tonight and check her out online. SusieVinnick.com.